Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me. It brings me such a great pleasure and honor to be able to bring these scriptures to you every single day from the Suffer Well devotional series. And when you think about those words, suffer well, and what a great phrase that is, because we are, when we become believers, not just ending the path, but beginning the path. And on that path are many peaks and valleys, but we know we're not on this path alone, because Yahshua is with us and we suffer well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read the devotional today, and then I'm going to teach on it, but we're going to speak about blessings today. And I want to give you a quick reminder before I read this devotional that blessings according to our Creator are not blessings that we think with our physical eyes. We have to look at this with spiritual eyes, because blessings according to our physical flesh is, hey, I won the lotto, or I have a lot of money, or a big house, or a lot of cars. That's not blessings according to our Creator. The blessings according to our Creator is no matter what situation we're in, we could be at peace, because we know He has us. He knows we're with Him and we're His and He's ours. What a great blessing to know that we never have to worry or fear man, because we have a wonderful Creator. That's the true blessings of our Creator. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to read this devotional right now, and it comes from Psalms 84, verse 5 and 7. I'm first going to read this in the New Living Translation, and then I'm going to read the devotional side of it, because there's a little added to it. The first sentence before we get to the psalm is, note from the editors, take a breath, clear mind, and enjoy the ride. Psalms 84, verses 5 to 7. And the New Living Testament says, what joy for those whose strength comes from Yahweh, who has set their minds on a pilgrim to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before Yahweh in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now we read it in the devotional. It says, and breaking it down, blessed or favored are those, the ones who follow the pattern, whose strength, power, provision, and purpose are in you, Abba, who have, without guessing, moving forward, set like in concrete, steadfast, their hearts, minds, on a pilgrimage, advancing and moving, no rust, no moths. As they pass, yet they leave and move on, the valley, the low places of Baca, of weeping. They, the ones operating in Abba's power, make it, create a new thing, a place of springs, life, abundance, real reality. The autumn falling rains, spirit outpouring, also as well as doubly cover, sustain it. The mind in the valley I will with pools, which is abundant blessings overflowing. They, the blessed ones, go, keep moving from strength, trust in Yahweh, to strength, more trust in Yahweh, closer to perfection, till each appears and kneels before the mighty one, Yahweh in Zion. Unobstruction, perfection, and pure mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is the breakdown of Psalms 84, 5, and 7. And it's a wonderful breakdown and a wonderful job of that. And we think about that. I look at Psalms. Well, let's finish the devotional. It says, favored are the one. It says his path. Wait, here is a powerful paraphrase for your edification. Favored are the ones who follow the pattern, whose provision and purpose are in the Father, who move forward without guessing and without steadfast minds advance. They leave the lowest place of weeping by operating in Abba's power and create something new, a place of abundance. The Holy Spirit pouring out a double portion is what sustains their new thinking with abundant overflowing and blessings. These blessed children of Yahweh continue to move from trusting in Yahweh to even more trust in Yahweh as they approach perfection until each kneels before the Mighty One, a perfect, unobstructed, pure mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Psalms 81 says, sing praises to Yahweh, our strength. Sing to the God of Jacob. And we've spoken so much in these devotionals about praising and praising. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent, submit, and rejoice. Ask yourself, how many of you praise today and yesterday? How many of you have his songs on your tongues and you just so much joy in your heart for all the blessings he gives you? How many of you can do this and do this regularly? It says in Psalms, which is means songs itself, in 107:35, but he turns deserts into pools of water and dry land into springs of water. How can you not just be filled with joy knowing what the power our Creator can do and does in our lives of those who follow him? And we think about the blessings in Scripture. And we think about the pilgrimage that the children of Israel were told to make up to Jerusalem each year, three times a year. And we think about in our hearts, coming to him each day, maybe three times a day or even more. It says in Deuteronomy 16:16, each year, every man of Israel must celebrate these three festivals, the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of harvest, and the festival of shelters. On each of these occasions, all men must appear before Yahweh, your Elohim, at the place he chose. But they must not appear before Yahweh without a gift for him. And then Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, but those who trust in Yahweh will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. Think about true blessings, and not just blessings of man with our physical eyes, but with our spiritual eyes and a spiritual understanding. We think about these blessings. In Luke 6:38, it says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. They're not talking about money here. They talk about love. Give the love and get the love. Matthew 5:4 is, blessed are those that mourn, for they will be comforted. Loving and trusting our Creator is what it all comes down to today. I understand many of us are going through hard times. There are many things that don't go well according to our flesh. But I promise you, if you put your trust in our Creator, everything will go well according to your spirit. He loves you, and he will not forsake you. It says in Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Yeshua Messiah. Psalm 67:7 says, may Yahweh bless us still, so that to the end of the earth will fear him. And one of the most popular scriptures in all of the Bible is, Yahweh will bless you and keep you. He will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. That's a promise. That's not a thought. But he wants us to be his and to come to him. You know, we need to stop thinking about the things of this world and the way the world is. Remember in Philippians 4:6-7, it says, don't be anxious about everything. In every situation, pray with thanksgiving and present your request to Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds. Every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows, James 1:17. He loves you. Remember that, no matter what. In this world today, so many people are told that nobody loves them, and it just transforms their whole life. Children being told by their parents that they're not loved. Children being abandoned. People just being rejected by other people in relationships. People just not getting what they desire in life. They feel the lack of love, and they blame God for that. But God loves you no matter what. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8 says, "Blessed is the one who trusts in Yahweh, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted in the water that sends out its roots in the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought. It never fails to bear fruit." Hallelujah. We want to be like that tree. We want to be like that tree. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And many of us haven't been tested to a certain degree that others have. And when I read the book Fox's Books of Martyrs, and I read stories from Voice of the Martyrs ministry, and I see people being persecuted around the world. And then even in this country, I see people like in my health practice, people contact me. They've been diagnosed with a deadly disease and a death sentence. And I see other people whose children are sick. And I see other people who are bankrupt. And I see other people who are divorced and all these different things. But our Creator says, "Do not leave me and do not be dismayed," that He'll be with us. He'll be with us. It says in Psalms 1, verses 1 to 3, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or take a seat in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of Yahweh, who meditates it on day and night." And it talks again about that tree being planted by streams of water, which yields the fruit in the seasons, whose leaves do not wither. We lack nothing when we believe in our Creator. And I know it's hard from a understanding standpoint. It's hard to think, why would our Creator allow some of these things to happen? Why would our loved ones die? But we realize the big picture, everyone's going to die a physical death, but it's a spiritual death and eternity that we have to look forward to. Why would He put disease? Why would He allow us to have certain diseases? Job didn't understand why he was allowed the enemy to attack him, but later he understood. Later he understood. We don't understand everything our Creator does in our lives, but we have to trust that He knows what He's doing, and He loves us more than even a parent loves their own child. He loves us. We are His children. We have to trust in Him. The Bible says we are blessed if we are close to Him and we trust Him. It says in James 1:25, "But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then Yahweh will bless you for doing it." John 13:17 says, "Now that you know these things, Yahweh will bless you for doing them." And one of those things is not just your physical action, but your attitude. It's trusting. It's believing, not fearing, not worrying, and trusting. In Luke 11:28, Yeshua replied, "But even more blessed are those who hear the word and put it into practice." Revelations 1:3 said, "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of the prophecy. Blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart what is written, because the time is near." Remember, I'm not talking just about these physical blessings. I'm talking about the spiritual blessings. John 1:16 says, "For in His abundance we have all received one gracious blessing after another." Ephesians 1 verses 3 to 5 says, "All praise to Yahweh, the Father of our Elohim, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heaven realms, because we are unified in Yeshua. Even before He made the world, Yahweh loved us and chose us in Yeshua to be holy without fault in His eyes. Yahweh decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us himself through Yeshua Messiah. This is what he wanted to do. And it gave him great pleasure. What an amazing blessing that is. What an amazing blessing. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 says, in him, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, you were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it in the praise of his glory. We are blessed more than we could even comprehend, more than we comprehend. And we too must pass along that gift. And in our own way, we must bless others. And we must tell them about these blessings. It says in Genesis 12, 2, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. 2 Corinthians 9, 8 says, and Yahweh is able to bless you abundantly, so that all things at all times, having you all you need, you will be abound in every good work. It's simple, folks. It says in Luke 6, 38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. We must have a heart of love and mercy and understand about Yeshua and his love for us. We think about blessed and what blessing really means and who is truly blessed. It says in James 1, 2, blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which Yahweh has promised him, them that love him. Matthew 5, verses 2 to 12 says, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall receive Yahweh. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of Yahweh. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and you utter all kinds of evil and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they are persecuted, the prophets were before you. Notice it doesn't say blessed are those that seek a lot of money. It's about the spiritual here. It says in Psalm 32, 1 and 2, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the person against whom Yahweh does not charge iniquity, and whose spirit there is no deceit. And of course, we read it again. Psalms 1, verse 1, blessed is the man who did not walk in the counsel of the wicked. And Psalms 140, verse 5, how blessed are those who help is in Yahweh, the God of Jacob, whose hope is in a wonderful creator. The blessing of life is what we receive. In Psalm 3, 5, it says, I lie down and sleep, I wake again because Yahweh sustains me. Every single day we have this blessing, getting up. And yes, we question our creator. Job questioned him, why? Why do you allow these things to happen? But we should be walking around rejoicing, singing psalms and songs on our tongue, just knowing how blessed we truly are. But these blessings, they come in disguises to our physical eyesight. We don't understand them. We don't see these things all the time. Genesis 50, verses 18 to 20 said, then his brothers came and threw themselves down before Joseph. Look, we are your slaves, they said. But Joseph replied, don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended to harm me, but Yahweh intended it for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many. Blessings all around. Job 5, 17 says, blessed is the one whom Yahweh corrects. So do not displace the discipline of the Almighty. Or do not despise the discipline of the Almighty. Hallelujah. And Psalms 119, 67 to 68 says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But today I obey your word. You are good and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. And I remind you of Psalm 37:4 that says, delight yourself in Yahweh, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Philippians 4:19 says, and my Elohim will supply every need of yours according to his riches and the glory in Yeshua Messiah. We have this great example all throughout Scripture. Give thanks. Give thanks because we have Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. He's always with us. And I want you all to be blessed today. And to be blessed, we need to do one thing. Focus, no matter what, on our Creator. Not on the things that are going on around us. Not on the persecution. Not on those that are speaking things against us. But focus on our Creator. With your heart, not just your lips. Not just your lips, but your heart. It says in Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. When you seek me with all your heart. It says in Jeremiah 24, Yahweh will give them a heart to know me, for I am Yahweh, and they will be my people. For they will return to me with their whole heart. That's what it's about. That's what we must do to receive the blessing. Seek him with all your heart. With all your heart. John 17, verse 3 said, now this is eternal life, that they know you, only the true Elohim and Yeshua Messiah whom you have sent. When you focus on Yahweh, you will be blessed. Keep your mind dependent on him. You will be in perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3. One of my favorite verses in all of the scriptures is Psalms 46:10 that says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do. Just be still. Psalms 112:7 says, they have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in Yahweh. And Psalms 57:7 says, my heart is confident in you, O Yahweh. My heart is confident. No wonder I can sing your praises. And Psalms 91:14 and 15 says, because he has focused his love on me, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will deliver him and I will honor him. We need to get right with our Creator. We need to understand what it is to focus on him and focus only on him and think only about him. That's what we need to do. Hebrews 12:1 and 2 says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which is so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, he has set down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. And then Hebrews 3:1 says, therefore, holy brothers, partners in heavenly calling, keep your focus on Yeshua. Keep your focus on Yeshua. When you take your eyes off him, just like Peter on the water, that's when we start to sink. But if you stay focused on him, you will be above the water. Trusting in him and not giving up. Not giving up. It says in 1 Peter 5:8, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking to devour you. But it says in Psalms 119:6, then I shall not be put to shame. Having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. Having our eyes fixed and not to give up. One of my favorite stories in Jonah, it says, when I had lost all hope, I turned my thoughts once more to Yahweh. And he, in my earnest prayer, went to your holy temple, Jonah 2:7. And Philippians 4:13, I remind you, says, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. But we must have this desire, a strong desire, to focus with him and to walk with him and to always walk with him. That's it. To walk with Yahweh. Micah 6:8 says, he has made it clear to you, mortal man, what is good and what is Yahweh requiring you to do, to act with justice, to treasure Yahweh's gracious love and to walk humbly in the company of your Creator. Colossians 1:10-11 says, so that you might live in a manner worthy of Yahweh and be fully pleasing to him as you bear the fruit while doing all kinds of good things and growing in the full knowledge of Yahweh. You are being strengthened with all the power according to Yahweh's glorious might, so that you might patiently endure everything with joy, suffering well. Deuteronomy 8:6 says, observe the commands of Yahweh your Elohim by walking in his ways and by fearing him. Romans 13:13 says, let us walk with decency in the daylight, not in coarsened drunkenness, not in sexual impurity and promiscuity, and not quarreling and in jealousy. Ephesians 2 says, for we are his creation, created in Yeshua Messiah for good works, which Yahweh appeared ahead of time so that we should walk in them. We must walk and faithfully follow. In 2 Chronicles 7:17-18, it says, as for you, if you faithfully follow me as David your father did, obeying all my commands, decrees, and regulations, then I will establish the throne of your destiny. For I made his covenant with your father David when I said, one of your descendants will always rule over Israel. We must walk with him if we want to get that blessing. If we want to understand the blessing, walk with him. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Hallelujah. And then we finish with John 8:12 that says, Yeshua spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. Hallelujah. That is a true blessing that we should all seek and desire. And that is our devotional today. I pray everyone understands that and will seek the joy that comes from him alone and not the world's ways. To seek the joy that comes from the inside and not the things that happen in this world that dictate our lives, but the joy that him that's always with us. Praise the wonderful Creator. If you enjoy this devotional and you want to see more, you can go to our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you could also support us there. And you could also go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. And I thank you all that have become Patreons. And praise our wonderful Creator, for this is the day is made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Have a blessed day, everybody. Be well, suffer well, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Mibella Casa Corp is a family-owned, minority-certified business dedicated to janitorial, commercial, post-construction, and residential cleaning. Serving doctors' offices, schools, private daycares, commercial buildings, and clubhouses, Mibella Casa may be reached at 561-202-4626.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, You are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us